Merry Christmas. This is Brownie Wise. At this most joyful time of all the year, with the Christmas trees lighted and the air ringing with laughter and greetings and music, there's a general feeling of well-being that you want to share with others. We all feel like visiting friends near and dear to us. And since I can't visit with you in person, I'm taking this way of bringing you my greetings. Looking back over all the blessings of the year, I'm grateful to you for what you've done, and I know that others are too. Isn't that one of the highest joys of Christmas? Pausing to realize that there are people who mean much to you and to whom you mean a great deal too. It comes to us, I think, as the result of the larger gratitude, a thankfulness we have for the thing we are really celebrating at Christmas time, the original force of friendship in the world, the power that has always been here and will always be. Isn't that what all the gifts and cards and carols are about? Tokens of our belief in that power. And after the carols and cards, the Christmas plays and parties, the gifts and good things to eat, then comes our own personal Christmas. The frank look at our own lives, asking, am I worthy of what I've been given? Have I shared enough of myself with others? The more we keep the Christmas spirit all year round, the happier will be these quiet, thoughtful moments. Above all, I think Christmas is the time to remember that each new year, indeed each new day, is a fresh start, a golden opportunity to look with faith to the promise of the future. Again, a very Merry Christmas to you and all your loved ones. And God bless you all.